WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Two men die in separate interstate highway incidents. The current Republican vice president and a former Democratic vice president, now running for president, make campaign stops in Virginia, and Democrats say both visits will help them in Tuesday's elections. Meanwhile, opponents of abortion rights are working overtime for Republican candidates. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, November 4th. A man from Cremora was found dead last week inside his work van on an entrance ramp to Interstate 81. Virginia State Police say 57-year-old Alan Lee Vandevander had last made contact with his company, Superior Road Service, after finishing a service call late Monday afternoon. A company employee found his body early Tuesday morning on an entrance ramp from Virginia Route 60 in Rockbridge County. Authorities have determined the death was not suspicious. Vandevander's body has been sent to the medical examiner's office in Roanoke to determine a cause of death. Another driver died Friday on Interstate 64 just west of Charlottesville. State police say 47-year-old Stanley M. Junkno of Stanton was driving his Ford Fusion west on I-64 when traffic began slowing due to congestion. He swerved to the right to avoid the traffic and struck a ditch and several trees. Junkno died at the scene. Current Vice President Mike Pence and former VP Joe Biden both made trips to Virginia over the weekend in hopes of boosting their respective parties before Tuesday's elections. On Saturday, Pence visited an aluminum and steel manufacturing plant in Louisa County. He then traveled for a stop in Virginia Beach. Democrats predicted Pence's appearance in the state would increase turnout of Democratic voters. On Sunday, Democratic presidential candidate Biden joined former Governor Terry McAuliffe for a campaign stop in Northern Virginia. Democrats are hoping to take majorities in the General Assembly. Republicans hold thin majorities of 51-48 in the House of Delegates and 20-19 in the Senate. All 140 seats are on the ballot on Tuesday. There is a lot at stake on Tuesday when all 140 state lawmakers are up for re-election. One issue that's energizing voters is abortion. Democrats say if they win the majority, they will push to improve access to health care, including abortions. As Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports, that has opponents of abortion rights working overtime for Republican candidates.
Jackie Gonzalez is out knocking doors in western Henrico County. This is one of those close races that could determine party control of the state house. And Gonzalez has one issue at the top of her mind.
Legal abortion is unnatural.
Gonzalez is supporting lawmakers who say they'll limit access to elective abortions.
We are in a moment in history where we have to decide whether human life is valuable enough, regardless of who you are, what you look like, whatever, as long as you carry the human DNA, are you valuable just because you're human?
Virginians are split on the issue of accessing abortions. In a recent Washington Post poll, 63% of respondents said abortion should generally be legal in the first 3 months of pregnancy, but only 19% still felt the same way about abortions during the last 3 months of pregnancy. Those procedures are rare. According to the state health department, there have only been 2 in the past 20 years. But that hasn't kept them from becoming a salient issue for many Republicans. Victoria Cobb is president of Virginia's Family Foundation, a religious lobbying group. They recently sent out an email with the subject line, "What You Can Do to Save Virginia's Pro-Life Majority."
Typically, life has just not been the top of mind for every voter. This year, we are really finding that it has had staying power. It wasn't just a January-February thing.
Cobb is referencing this past legislative session when Democrats faced blowback for a bill that would have loosened restrictions on abortions during the third trimester. The governor, a pediatric neurologist, commented on the bill during a radio interview. He described the process of a difficult medical decision made between parents and doctors in language many viewed as callous.
And I would say voters were aghast. They were shocked, and they should be shocked.
Megan Getter was shocked. The homeschooling mother was inspired to knock doors for the first time ever. She says she feels like Virginia Democrats are radical and extreme.
We have such a family-oriented state that a lot could change in this next election that would just make us become like a New York or California, which Virginia is not.
Volunteers like Getter have knocked almost 8,000 doors. A partner organization, Students for Life, has knocked another 10,000. Still, that pales in comparison to what abortion rights supporters have done.
To date, supporters have knocked more than 50,000 doors, and we plan to knock a total of 60,000 by Election Day.
Paulette McElwain, chair of Virginia's Planned Parenthood's political committee, says this is the most enthusiasm she's ever seen in General Assembly races from supporters of abortion rights.
The stakes are really high. The stakes are really high in Virginia for healthcare and for abortion rights.
In the past decade, abortion rates have fallen dramatically in Virginia. Abortion rights opponents say that's a sign of success for restrictive policies put in place under Republican leadership. Advocates of abortion rights say that's a sign women haven't been able to safely access healthcare and that Democratic leadership would turn things around. In Henrico County, I'm Mallory Nopain.
The elections in Virginia are tomorrow, and you can find links to information about your local races and more voting information at our website, WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.